Now, when God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he chose a good and pure woman named Mary to be his mother. Mary lived in the little village of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to Joseph, a humble carpenter who lived nearby. One day, when Mary was alone, God sent his messenger, the angel Gabriel, to appear before her. Mary was at first frightened and confused by this greeting of the angel of God, but then Gabriel told her that God had chosen her to give birth to Jesus.
Fear not, Mary, for you are special in God's eyes. And behold, God has chosen you to bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus, and he will be known as the Son of God.
Mary now understood everything she had been told, and it filled her with great joy and happiness. She replied to Gabriel, saying,
I will happily carry out God's will.
Not long after he had spoken to Mary, the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph one night as he slept. In Joseph's dream, the angel of the Lord told him of God's plan.
Joseph, God has chosen you to become the father of his son Jesus, and Mary will be the mother.
When Joseph awoke, he went to Mary with joy in his heart. Both Mary and Joseph had heard that God's son would be coming, and they were overjoyed to be chosen by God to be his parents. And so Mary and Joseph went back to living their quiet lives, keeping God's secret only between themselves. Now at that time, the land they lived in was ruled by the Romans, who were mighty but wicked rulers of an enormous empire. The chief ruler, a man named Caesar Augustus, was mean and greedy. He wanted to tax everyone in the land to raise money for himself and the Romans. So he issued a decree.
Every man shall return to the place of his birth.
That way, Caesar would know every person who lived in his country, so he could be taxed.